Welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Sun just started coming out, Joan. Imagine that, eh? Joan Ball in the studio here on the program, and the sun is shining from Royal LePage Triland Realty. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
Great to have you here.
Good.
I'm just fine. Are you,
gearing up for the long weekend?
Yeah,
of course, isn't everybody?
I know. It doesn't seem like the summer has gone by too quick.
Oh, I can't believe it. I think I'm going through the grieving process or something.
No doubt. It seems like it just started.
Well, you know, with the weather the other day, we might just be in for an awesome September.
I like that. Yeah, let's think that way. I love that. Joan Ball on Ask the Experts. You can visit her website, joanball.com. Give her a call at any time, 519-672-9880 here on Ask the Experts, 643-1290. If you have a question, you can give us a call. We'll get an answer. And do want to ask you off the top, the summer, how was it for us?
The summer was active. No. We had a really busy summer in London. I mean, some of the stats came out and certainly indicated that we were smoking. Mm-hmm. There's some great price ranges there that really saw the activity. Some of the higher end stuff, you know, obviously takes a little bit longer, and there's not as many purchasing some of those, 450 plus homes. I say that's higher end. If you go to Toronto, that's like a starter home.
No doubt.
So, recognize that London's still so affordable. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And a couple of weeks ago, playing golf in a tournament out in Ingersoll, and the player that I was teamed up with, he was from Toronto, and he said on his way here, he had picked up a real estate magazine. He says, he's flipping through, and he's like, is this for real?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm looking at, rural properties here, whatever. He says, 50 acres with a beautiful home for $500,000, and said the same thing as you did, $500,000. He says, you're lucky into a home in Toronto.
I know. And, you have to recognize that people in Toronto, this is their lifestyle. That's what they choose. It's a busy... My kids are down there. I have two daughters down there, and they love it. They love the activity, the hustle bustle, the concerts, the ongoing, the great restaurants. Not that we don't have great restaurants, because we do. Just all of that stuff. They're young. And when I was young, I wanted to be in Toronto, too. Now, it's interesting. I'm starting to see sort of the 30 plus group start to migrate this way again. People who grew up in London, and they're starting to come back, and sort of that 35 and up. It's interesting. They've got kids, they've gone through that, they realize how much hassle it is getting from A to B. So I'm starting to see some of that.
And the affordability, you say, when you compare to other markets.
That's right.
Amazing. But we still do see, obviously, investing in property is still a great investment.
Absolutely.
And we
see
the prices increase on a year-to-year basis, so that's still good. But still, when you compare to other areas, it's pretty good.
Well, and I think you have to look at it a little differently in London, because your investment is going to be recognized in a little slower pace than some of the larger communities.
Okay.
But you're also, your monthly payments and what your mortgage amounts are going to be, and your extra liquidity that you can put into travel and items and enjoying yourself in restaurants and going out. It's great to live in Toronto, but if you can't afford to go out to the restaurants or go out and have fun, it's no fun.
Good point. Joan Ball, Ask the Experts, from Royal LePage Triland Realty. Your phone number, 519-672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. I do want to ask you a question, Joan, on behalf of a coworker here. Mm-hmm. It's something you've talked about in the past, but his father has recently passed away and had a home in Old South for many, many years. So co-workers cleaning it out and everything, getting it ready for the market. Mm-hmm. And it has the old electric system. It's a 60 amp knob and tube system. Mm-hmm. Can you sell a home with that?
You can sell it, but the insurance company will insist on it being an upgrade within a certain period of time after ownership.
Okay.
So do know they'll take a hit on that.
Got it.
So there's a couple of ways that we can present it so it's a little bit more palatable. And I always recommend getting a couple of quotes for the upgrade, so that you have a realistic assessment of how much it's going to cost, because a new buyer will always overestimate what it's going to be in many cases. And then from there, you can build it into a rebate, a partial rebate, depending on how the house is priced and that kind of thing, to assist with the upgrade. You know, there's a number of ways you can present it that would be a little bit more appealing for most buyers.
Okay, so the seller can legally sell that home then, but
of
the
course.
Buyer would have a certain period of time to upgrade.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that something you would do as well if there were some areas that needed attention, say the wiring, where you could get quotes then as the seller and put that on the table then?
Oh, I've done it on everything from roofs to to electrical, to windows, to all sorts of things. Yeah, I mean that's always easier because it's interesting. Think of it this way, because most people will buy a resale home. Do you know why? Well, partly because they may not be able to really envision themselves on a piece of paper what that's going to look like. So the whole thing is that, you know, with everything, you need to present it as realistically and as completely as possible when you're selling a home. And, you know, recently last spring, I had a house that the roof quite obviously needed to be done, and it was a higher end property. And we did get a couple of quotes and present that, and we built that into the negotiations as far as a partial rebate. Actually, on that one, I think we did a partial reduction in the price. And so that worked for the buyer. Did they use that roofer? I don't know. We provide the information, but they may have their own roofer. They may have friends that will help them roof or, you know, doing the roofing. That's something that you always want to provide as much information as possible.
And just ask you as well, because you've been in the position many, many times where you're helping a family sell the family home after the parents have gone and the home hasn't been updated in a long time. The family says, you know, should we be doing any upgrades, any renovations to increase the value of the home? You've got different thoughts on that too, right?
Well, I do, in that you need to clear out the clutter and that kind of thing, because, you know, if it's been lived in for quite some time, it probably has a lot of stuff. I know, you know, certainly we collect things, a lot of things. And so there is a process, and I use Gloria Bartlett from Fit to Sell. And Gloria has helped me in many, many similar situations. And the service for Gloria's consulting is free to my clients. That's a service that I offer to my clients. If Gloria coordinates any additional services, that's going to be between the client and Gloria. But you will get my preferred rate. And believe me, we've done everything from walk in the morning, the family left and moved mom into a nursing home and breakfast was still on the table, getting it ready, selling it, shipping furniture, getting everything, you know, set up and positioned and cleared out. And we've done it all. Yeah, yeah. So this is it. There is a bit of a know-how to it, because you don't want to leave money on the table. You want to get as much as you can for the family or for that individual who's moved out, and so you have to really go about it in a way that makes sure that you use knowledgeable individuals when you're doing that.
If you want the professional to help you get the most value out of the home you're selling, you want to contact Joan Ball, 519-672-9880 at Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website address. And you can check out the listings that Joan has on her website as well. Some fine homes on there right now. Windermere, what a beautiful home. I was looking at that on your website.
Isn't it wonderful? Boy. 604 Windermere Road is just, it's just spelled out completely top to bottom. It's awesome. And it's listed for $479.9. And I just listed a wonderful townhouse, absolute luxury, pool in the complex, three levels finished, three bathrooms, three bedrooms, eat-in kitchen, dining room, living room, access from the living room out to the fence patio, $149.9 in Westmount. It's beautiful.
Anybody out there is renting and think they can't get into home ownership, that is a great start.
And the other one I have is 17 Weston, which is absolutely a fabulous starter home. And it's a bungalow. It's a three-bedroom bungalow with a bathroom, unfinished basement, but a huge yard that backs onto a wooded space area.
And how much is that one?
$179.9.
I can't believe how, because you don't have this, and you do have all the information for all these homes. I do know that. But right now, because
I don't have it in front of me.
But you just know the details.
They're my babies.
How many houses you've dealt with over the years, but... Mm-hmm. the ones that you've got listed, you know them inside and out.
Yes, I better.
Yeah, well, true. But hey, Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tri-Land Realty. Give her a call anytime, 519-672-9880. If you're just in the process as well about thinking about putting your home up for sale, it's always great that you are thinking, because you got to think ahead and get ready and plan, as Joan always says. But give her a call for the insight and expertise of Joan Ball, 519-672-9880. Here on Ask the Expert, 643-1290. If you have a question, we'll be back with more after these. Joan Ball on Ask the Experts here on News Talk 1290 CJBK. JoanBall.com, the website address, the phone number, 519-672-9880. It's been a while that I have recommended. I should say it has been a while.
First since, day with your
yeah,
new tongue, right?
Since I've recommended people go to your website for the tips that you have on there for buyers or sellers, whether you're doing either one of those. There's some great tips that Joan provides on the website, and also local information too.
Yes.
For people that are looking at different areas. They don't know what schools are in that particular part of the city. I mean, you've got it all laid out so nicely there.
Yeah, and you know, that's one resource. I'll just touch on that briefly, because one of the resources that we use is mybigyellowbus.ca. And if people are moving into the city or moving around to the city and schools are important to them, you know, my kids are, the youngest one is 28. So like I forget what schools are, you know. So I need to refresh, and boundaries change.
Yep.
So where you're living now might not be the school you go to in a couple of years. The boundaries may change. So if you ever want to know, just go on that website, click on the stop sign, and put in your address or the address you're thinking of moving to, and that'll show you all the schools that are within that feeder area.
Yeah, great advice. Joan Ball here on the program on News Talk 1290 CJBK. If you have a question, 643-1290. Earlier, too, you were talking about, you know, selling a home and the roof maybe needed some work done to it. Seeing more and more of the metal roofs out there.
I am.
Yeah. Is that having an impact in any way?
No. You know what? It really should be your own personal choice, because a buyer is probably not going to pay you any more for it.
Right.
That's the reality. I don't think there's that much knowledge base across the general public as of yet to be able to recognize the significance of that being sort of, I mean, some people will, you know, they recognize it, but there's a lot of people who say, oh, that's nice, but they don't, it's like telling them it's 2x6, you know, studs in the walls and, you know, it's plaster, not drywall, or they don't care.
Got it. When you're talking about a metal roof and say something similar like that, when there is a warranty, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I've oftentimes heard that these metal roofs come with a lifetime warranty. Say in a situation like that, as the realtor, do you play a part in trying to make sure that these warranties are transferred over properly?
I just provide the information. Okay. And then if anybody has, you know, that's really going to be coordinated through the process.
Yeah.
Some of the warranties, I caution people too, not necessarily for roofs, but I know some of the warranties for other features that may have been dealt with in the home may not be transferable. So you really need to check and make sure that they are.
And I know one that is transferable, and that's one of the guests that you've had here on the program many times over the years, and that's John Stefanitz from Waltech Drainage.
Yes.
And John always promotes the fact that if he does work at your home, it is transferable for a certain
Absolutely.
Period of time.
Yeah. Oh, no, he guarantees it. His work is guaranteed for 15 years.
Yeah.
So he stands by that. And he's, although, you know, I've had a lot of clients have him into their home to do work. I even have a client down in Peterborough. He went down there on the way to his cottage and he did work for that client. You know, I really haven't heard a lot of anybody ever saying, oh, I have to get him back in. Right. So that's good.
He does it once and he does it properly.
Yep.
Before the break here, I've got a question that came in the mailbag here, Joan. I want to see what you have as far as an answer for this one. It's from Brian, and Brian was wondering, have you ever fired a client? Joan, have you?
No, I wouldn't. I would not ever say that I've fired a client. I may have indicated my service model, and it may not quite match with what someone else is looking for. And so, you know, and it may have been very clearly stated up front, but not yet properly interpreted. So we may get to a point where someone just, you know, I reiterate what my service model is. And we go our separate ways.
Well, you've always been a proponent as well for people out there that are looking for an agent to interview a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've always
I wouldn't say from a listing end of things that that's happened from me too many times. But certain buyers may feel that they want to operate on a much more independent basis. But after I've invested a certain level of time and energy and effort, I do ask for the respect of some consideration that no one likes to work for free. And I always ensure that they get to know me and what service I can offer before they even have to make any decisions like that. You know, everybody wants to work a little differently, and that's their right.
Joan Ball, Ask the Experts, Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, 672-9880. That's the number to reach Joan. The website, joanball.com, here on Ask the Experts. We're back with more here on this Friday afternoon on News Talk 1290 CJBK after these. Joan Ball here on Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK, Royal LePage Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website address, phone number 672-9880. And again, check out the website, joanball.com. Your listings are on there. Again, I love that house.
Yeah,
on
I know. So do I.
Uh-huh. And talk about an entertainer's dream.
Yeah, and the owners just have this wonderful, they've presented it and have it looking just so warm and wonderful. And every time I go up to Windermere, I just love being in that environment. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. The landscaping, too.
Yes. Oh. Yes, and they maintain it all the time. You could walk in anytime, and it is absolutely pristine.
It's like a showpiece.
Very well-maintained house. Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Check it out, joanball.com. Harvey and Suzanne have a question. What is the number of times a buyer can revisit a property, either before submitting an offer and after an offer has been accepted?
Okay.
Uh-huh. A lot of people wonder about this, too.
Yeah, you know, and everybody's different. Some people go in and go, nope, or yep, that's it. Okay, let's write up the R. Let's go, you know. And other people will really mull it over and really decide. I find if people are taking a long time and they have to go back and forth, there's something either making them nervous that's otherwise, other than the house. Or, you know, if we've checked all the boxes, it may just be some hesitation that's going on in their life.
Right.
Or, you know, I find that, you know, people can sometimes want to go back 3-4 times, not very often, but most people will go back at least twice.
Okay.
Before presenting an offer. Then you have the home inspection, and that's a good 2.5 hours for average size property. Little bigger house, you might be there a little bit longer. Or condo, you might be there not so long. And then afterwards, you're going to have a final walkthrough. Sometimes people may want to have some things done to the house when they move in, so they may ask for more than one final, you know, like a walkthrough or a visit.
Yeah.
So they can bring a contractor back and just make measurements and review certain properties or features. And sometimes if it's a tenanted property, it's a rental, they may want to bring tenants through. So that sometimes affords you the opportunity. Within the offer, it would have to be stated to have a number of visits back to the property for those purposes. If it's vacant, it's not so much of an infringement or you know, privacy issue for the people who are there if they're not there. So it really depends on the individual and the situation. But I have seen offers written up where you've got people going in a couple of times before, home inspection, you know, a couple of go-throughs afterwards. It could add up to 5 or 6.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess
average would be 1 or 2 before an offer, home inspection, and 1 final walkthrough.
Okay, excellent. Good stuff. Harvey and Suzanne, thank you for that question. Joan Ball, Ask the Experts, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com, the website address, and the phone number 672-9880. As we head into a long weekend, gotta like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And the sun is shining,
yeah.
And it'll get warmer.
Thank you, Joan, for bringing and your prediction. I loved it earlier on, saying September, it's going to be balmy.
I think so.
Yeah, got to think optimistic, as Joan always does. Again, the phone number 672-9880, joanball.com, the website address. Joan, thank you for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure, and have a great weekend.
You too, and we'll talk to you soon. Joan Ball, News Talk 1290 CJBK. Stay tuned, more experts coming your way on Monday. In the meantime, please have yourself a great weekend.